Every gift is needed. We don't want any gift to be underemployed or unemployed because we're not using it. And if you have a gift that God has given you, and you do, you want to bring that gift and let God use that gift for His purpose. We can't all do the same thing well because we all have different gifts. I have a gift, you have a gift, and I should do well what I'm gifted in.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and welcome to the Light of the World broadcast. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "We are fellow workers alongside God." And it was he who also said that we are God's ambassadors. There's no better time than now to allow God to work through your life to reach others for the cause of Christ. Come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's Word.
With my gifting, I'm going to be as excited as anybody if something grows. I'm going to say, I got one or two tomatoes. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going to go out there and look at it every day and tend to it. That's going to be different from Elder Jenkins. He come to church all the time. Look what I grow. I can plant, but he can plant. But I'm not as gifted. Then somebody else can be a farmer and grow a whole lot more. But they have that gifting to do that and that aptitude and that desire to do it just like that. But yeah, I can make something grow. I can get a couple of beans and put them in a cup and it'll grow. Everybody can plant. Everybody can share their faith with somebody. Everybody can say, Jesus loves you. Everybody can tell somebody the good news, but there are others who are really gifted at just sharing at the spur of a moment, and they're gifted. You may not be gifted like that, but it don't mean you can't do nothing. That person who plants may not be as gifted as watering, as encouraging, as filling in, as sharing, as putting some water on what has already been planted. In other words, God is saying there is a process to reaching people. There's a planting, there's a watering, and there's an increase. Sometimes when you talk to a person, you might be the first one that's sharing with him. You're planting at that time. Some other time, you're watering. Some other time, you're going to be there when the increase comes. And you haven't said very much at all. You just said, Jesus love you. They're going to start crying and say, oh, I need the Lord. You're going to say, ooh, I got the evangelistic anointing. No, you just was there when the increase came. Somebody ran up to me and said, what must I do to be saved? You're going to think you were just like Peter. Oh, I got to. It must be my shadow. They got in my. No, don't worry about that. You was there when the increase came. Here's what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. So those gifts are not going to do any good for anybody if they're not used. Each one should use whatever gift he has received. Each one should use whatever gift you have received. And if you don't know, say, Lord, whatever I received, I want to use it. To serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. Administering God's grace in its various forms. We're administering the grace of God. Let the grace of God work through you in those gifts. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Always remember that God, whatever use come out of this gift, you should get the glory. I'm not trying to have the glory. I'm not trying to establish something. I'm not trying to call it something. And so sometimes as soon as God moved through us, we want to go get us some cards printed up and open up us a ministry. Get us a storefront. And God is saying, no, wait a minute. You're trying to do something on your own. Just let me do what I want to do. You don't have to try to make it happen. God will work through you if you will give him the glory. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and do what? Glorify the Father which is in heaven. They'll see what you're doing and say, I know that's God working. The key to our productivity is this. It is God who gives the increase. That's what Paul says. It is God who gives the increase. It is God who is the Lord of the harvest. It is God who is drawing men and women to himself. It is God who sent his only son so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. It is God who has a place in heaven for those who has accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. It is God who is working in the lives of people. And if God's not working in the lives of people, there's going to be no productivity no matter what we do. Did you get that? No matter what we do, if God ain't working in his life to draw him, no matter what we do, there's not going to be any productivity. God needs somebody to plant, somebody to water, so he can get the increase. Look at verse 8 in our text. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. The laborers have one purpose. We're all working together. Notice they were in a field. One is planting, one is watering, but we're all working together. So we're not working against each other. We're working with each other, even though we may not be doing the same thing. We're all out there in the field to gather the harvest, and some people have to plant, some people have to water, some people have to cut down, some people have to gather, some people have to bundle, some people have to haul the harvest, some people, everybody's doing something different, but we're all working in the same vineyard. Sometimes in the church, we never consider this. He says, we will be rewarded. Each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Now, where do you think that labor is taking place that you're going to be rewarded for? Or let me ask it this way. What labor have you attended to in the church already that's labor that you might be rewarded for here? Each is going to be rewarded according to his own labor. Notice that he's talking about this in the context of somebody planting, somebody watering, and God giving the increase. It is not your labor when you come to church again and you lift your hands and you sing praise songs to the Lord and you clap your hands and you worship and you say thanks to the Lord. That's not your labor. That's your worship. Some folks think that's going to be your labor, but that's not labor. That's worship. Labor is work. And he says, what work are you doing in the kingdom? And God is interested in one thing primarily, and that is lost souls. Lost souls. He can say, you can do all you can wanted to do in the church. You can be in any group working and serving and whatever, and y'all win nobody to the Lord. That's not quite what I was interested in. As we win people to the Lord, we come together to serve them and to minister to them as we win them to the Lord. That's what we're doing. But if we're not winning anybody to the Lord or bringing anybody into the kingdom of God, the work is going to diminish. Then we'll find ourselves just having church to keep ourselves entertained and inspired. That's all we're doing. We're just coming together so we can. And then it becomes about us, not about the work. And that's what the church has become, about me. People ask, what do you have at the church that's going to cater to my needs? Pastor, I'm looking for a church to get my needs met. People come to get their needs met. And the church wasn't designed to get your needs met. The church was designed to equip you so you can go out and gather some harvest. God said, I'll meet your needs. That's what he said. All these things will be added to you. If you're seeking first the kingdom, you won't have to ask the church to meet your needs. I'll meet your need. That's not going over too well. But here's what Paul is saying, that, again, you need to underline that, and each will be rewarded according to his labor. We get into heaven because we're saved. But he said there are going to be some rewards and some checking about our productivity and our assignment that I gave you. And Paul is going to talk about it a little later on in this chapter, because he says our work is going to be tried by fire to see if it can withstand, and if it's gold and silver and precious stones, it's going to stand, but if it's wood, hay, and stubble, it's going to be burned, and some people are going to come before the Lord, and everything they've done is going to be consumed by fire, and they're not going to have anything. They're going to barely make it in, and their clothes is still going to be smelling like smoke. They're going to say, "Ooh, Lord, I made it in. Thank you, Lord." Others are going to come in with their work, with what they have accomplished for the kingdom, holding up with gold and silver. And others are going to say, "Well, everything I've done, nothing's last. But at least I made it in." Thank you, Lord. I want us to reorient ourselves. Look at what he said. Each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Look at what he said in verse 9 then. For we are God's fellow workers. We are God's fellow workers. We are God's fellow workers. We are working alongside of him. And he's working with us because we are working together. That means God wants to do something and we are working with him to accomplish his purpose and what he wants to get done, not what I wants to get done. And if I can just get the believers to just turn the page from, "Lord, I need you to do this. And Lord, here's what I'm trying to do. Lord, this is my vision. This is my purpose. This is my ministry." No, Jesus said you ought to say, "Lord, your will, not my will, be done." When you start saying, "I got a vision for my life," you ought to say, "What is God's purpose for my life? God, what's your will and what's your purpose?" And if your purpose is not God's purpose, then forget about your vision. What vision do you want if God's not in it? And if God's not directing it? You are God's field and you are God's building. He says you are God's. So I want to encourage you tonight as we reorient ourselves to say, "Lord, you have work that's set out for us and we're going to be rewarded according to our own labor." This is an example of what Jesus wanted to get done, not only then, but also for us. In Mark chapter 16, verse 14, later, Jesus appeared to the 11 as they were eating. He rebuked them for their lack of faith and their stubborn refusal to believe those who had seen him after he had risen. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation." He's given us the general work assignment. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, if they're not going to do anything, they don't need any signs following. If you're not going to do the work, because he already told them what the work was, go into all the world, preach the good news. Verse 19, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his words by the signs that accompanied it. The last thing Jesus said to them before they left is, "Here's what you need to do. I've done my part. I've died on the cross. I have made redemption available to every man and every woman, every boy and every girl. Now I need you to do your part. Go out into the world. Give them the good news. Those that believe will be saved. Those that don't, they will be condemned. That's not up to you. You just give them the good news. Somebody's going to believe. The gospel has its own power. You just share the news." And they did that after he left, and he said, the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied them. Come on, bow your heads again. This is another opportunity for us to be encouraged that we have an assignment. Number one, if you take nothing else away, say that I have an assignment. God is working with me, and my work is going to be rewarded for what I have done. I will be rewarded for what I have done. Father, we thank you tonight that we are your people. We've been called by your name. We're the only ones you've got to work with in the earth, in this culture, in this generation. We are it. And you're asking us to go out into the harvest field, to labor, to be one that you will work alongside of. Help us to use the gift that you've given us. Each one has been gifted in this church. I ask you right now, Lord, to help us to make ourselves available again, day by day, as we have to continue to bring that to the forefront and the priority in our lives. Help us right now, each day, to remember there's somebody that's going to come across our path that needs to hear the good news that we have. We thank you that you will use us, God. And as we speak, we will be speaking the words of the Lord. We will be speaking by the power of God, the power of your Spirit that's at work within us. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's in us and that will be working through us. We thank you, Lord, that we can do nothing but plant and water, but you bring the increase. We thank you, Lord, that we're your fellow workers. We thank you, Lord, that you've saved us. We thank you, Lord, that we are no respective of person, that you'll use each of us that make ourselves available. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for each member in this place, each person that's here, each person that's saved. God, help us to reorient our minds and our hearts and our desire right now that we will fulfill your purpose. God, reorient this church that we will be with one heart and one mind and one purpose, God, to be used of you, that we are available right now as a body of believers. We thank you, Lord, that you know what we are doing and where we are, and you know our desire. And we ask that you begin to move in a supernatural way, Father, that you would bring increase right now around us, increase in our families, increase in our neighborhood, increase on our jobs. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. How many of you are here tonight? And you say, Lord, I want to be used of you. How many of you you work in an environment where it's very challenging with the people you work with? They don't know Christ and you work among a lot of people. How many of you? Just raise your hand right where you are. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to stand up tonight. We're going to say, Lord, anoint them with your gifts to be the light in that place right where they are. To be the light right where they are. Think about who you are. The scripture just said, I'm God's fellow workers. He's working with me. We want you to release the power in them right now, Father, that you know where they're working. You say, we are the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. Help us to remember that as we go in. And I want you to go in tomorrow saying, I'm the light of the world. God, I'm the light of the world. God, anoint me to let this light shine by your divine power and by your Spirit. He will begin to minister to you and give you the grace, that God's grace working through you to make change right where you are. Come on, how many will believe it? Jesus said to them, O ye of little faith. He rebuked them for their lack of faith. And say, I'm going to use the faith that God has given me right now to begin to say, I'm a catalyst for change right here in this workplace right now. Father, we just thank you right now. You see these that are standing? These are your people. You've gifted us. You've saved us. You've given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. And I ask by your divine power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost to begin to use them, God, their own personality, their own temperament, their own demeanor. Right now, open their ears so they can hear you speaking. Open their eyes so they can see you moving. Open their mouths to speak words by the Spirit of God. Right now, we take charge right now in our workplaces, Father, for the power and the Spirit of God right now to be manifest in those places right now. Those employers, those employees need you. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. Somebody needs a fresh touch. Somebody needs a deliverance. Somebody needs a new life. Somebody needs you standing there. They're people, God, and they need you. Right now, Lord, and you came for people to be saved, to be delivered, to be set free. And we are your fellow workers. Use us, O mighty God, by your divine power and your might. We're looking for you. You called us. You have placed us where we are. And we thank you for the opportunity right now. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody just believe right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Things are going to change because God will move right now. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the gates of hell will not prevail. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. You are the church in the workplace. Hallelujah. You are the power of God in the workplace. You are the strength of God in the workplace. Father, you said they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Right now, God, let them speak your word right now. And those that will believe will be saved. Those that don't believe will be condemned. We thank you, mighty God, right now for victory and power and strength. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Glory to God. How many of you are dealing with things in your family where it's just like the family just might be out of control, and we need God's help in our family? How many of you? Anybody? In your family right now, you stand up again. We're going to pray that God, we want you to use us in our families right now. Come on, just stand to your feet right now. I want you to use me in my family. I want you to use me in my family right now. I want you to use me in my family. Somebody was just talking about all the confusion in their family and all the fighting back and forth. I say, come on, you're the light. Oh, a pastor, you're the peacemaker. Blessed are the peacemaker. Say, you're the peacemaker. They were talking. They were in there fighting with everybody else. I say, no. You are the light. Come on, say, I'm the light of the world. Father, we just thank you right now. We are the light. You said that we should have the authority right now. We have authority right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we are the peacemaker. We are your workmen, Father, right now. You said that you're able to do more than we can ask or think or imagine according to your power that is at work within us. And we release the power tonight. That's at work within us, in our homes, in our families right now. Release the love, release the joy, release the peace right now, Father. Help us to make strides in our homes and our families, to speak peace right now, to speak deliverance, to speak salvation right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, mighty God. Right now, let us begin to speak your words. Open our ears to hear what you're hearing. Open our mouths to speak what you're speaking right now, and declare in the name of Jesus right now your divine grace and glory. In Jesus' name, we thank you, mighty God. Hallelujah. Let's take charge right now. Move in our home. Move in our families. Move among our family members. Save the unsaved right now in the name of Jesus.
This is Jerry G. Martin. I certainly hope that you've enjoyed today's broadcast. I've been bringing you a series of messages to encourage you and every believer to become engaged in the work of the ministry that God has called you to. God called no one just to sit back and wait until you can pass away and go to heaven. He saved us so that we can be engaged in reaching a lost world with the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you are a vital part of that ministry. I hope that this word has encouraged you to get up from where you are and allow God to help you to be the ambassador that He called you to be. I also want to give you an opportunity to come and join with us in our worship. You can meet us online every Sunday at 10 o'clock at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. We also have in-person services. We have our medical team screening those that arrive, and we have social distancing, and we ask everyone to wear their mask. If you're looking for a place where you can get connected, join us at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 16161 Old Humble Road. For more information, or if you have a prayer request, call us at 281-964-1393. That's 281-964-1393. Now, if you need Bibles, books, or study material, call us at the Beacon Bookstore on our campus, 281-441-2885. Now, for the Light of the World, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.